Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. A story of two sons. Luke chapter 15, verse 30. As soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him. I once encountered a brother and sister that had been hostile toward each other for years. Even their children had deep hostility toward their cousins because of their parents' anger toward each other. Prior to the funeral of their mother, I met with the families, and with God's help and scripture, we restored their relationship. It is interesting that when the younger brother had received his inheritance, his older brother received his as well. While the younger brother departed for a far country, it appears the elder brother departed for a far field, one of envy and resentment. He had no idea what his younger brother was doing, yet he accused him of spending his money on harlots. Sometimes our false accusations reveal what our own temptations are. This older brother, who had also received his inheritance, evidently did not enjoy it. His refusal to join the feast reveals the condition of his heart. While his brother had been willing to become a servant, this older brother rejected his father's plea to come home. Which sibling describes you? The one who returned, or the one who resented? May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.